The title of this mini-podcast is The Point of No Return. I remember the first time I was introduced to the phrase, The Point of No Return. I was a young boy watching a John Wayne movie where he played an airline co-pilot. It was called The High and the Mighty. They were on a flight over open ocean, and plane trouble caused them to be low on fuel. Someone suggested they turn back to the departing airport. Then someone uttered this phrase, "We're past the point of no return." I remember the chills and scary feelings that spread throughout my body. There was only one chance to live, go forward, or face certain death. There weren't then, or aren't now, any guarantees about going forward, but I like the odds much better. Best as I can tell, life is a trip out and a trip back. A trip out there and a trip back home. People make the turn at different points in life, if at all. The trick is to recognize there are two life tracks. Most people don't. It usually takes a trauma to discover the path inward. Once discovered, you discover the upside of the point of no return. Once you're round third and head for home, there's no turning back. You may be temporarily tempted to do so, but you quickly realize that you'll wind up in a squeeze play, and that focuses you like a laser on home. The trip out is additive. The trip home is subtractive. We add lots of things to ourselves during the course of life, many of which serve us well, and other things that are extra baggage. The subtractive process is a weeding out of that which isn't working. You move from superficial to substance, and the plane gets lighter and takes less fuel to run on. As long as you believe what you're looking for is out there, the less likely you are to entertain the trip home. If your search isn't bringing you peace of mind, you're probably still looking for a piece of the rock, a quest that will only drag you down. Your answers are not out there. They're home. This has nothing to do with giving up your goals. It has more to do with noticing that attaining them has little to do with providing the comfort of home. Pursue your desires. Just don't make the mistake that they're going to provide you answers. They won't. The point of no return is discovering that the answers are not out there. They're in here. The more you head towards home, the more substance you feel. There's no substitute for substance, no matter how high and mightily it's packaged. All the best, John.